What's good? Thank you for tuning in to my show, the Mr. Whirlpool Show. I'm your host, JD. You can call me Jonathan. You can follow me on my social media sites at Mr. Whirlpool. That's with a W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. We're going to be starting our show pretty soon. And I'm getting started with our subjects. Let's go. Good morning. I'm your host, JD. This is my podcast show, the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. Appreciate you all tuning in. It's JD, Jonathan Dunlap. And you can follow me on all my social medias at Mr. Whirlpool, W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. I appreciate you all tuning in with me on this beautiful Friday morning. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a short one. But I say I want to come to you all on it. TGIF. That's what it is. Thank God it's Friday. For the weekend stars and all, and I hope you all having a blessed time. Like I said, you follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, medium.com, and twitch.tv at Mr. Whirlpool, W-H-U-R-L-P-O-O-L. And follow me on YouTube as well. Hit the subscribe and notification button. Come in and like. It's Jonathan Dunlap, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-D-U-N-L-A-P. So we'll get to it straight this morning. There's a couple things. Nothing major going on. Like I said, a bunch of stuff going on in the media right now. I never got to speak about that LeBron situation because I was doing some renovation and stuff, moving around and stuff, getting everything set up perfectly now. But this LeBron with the one white athlete, and that's a soccer player that I don't even know, Zlatan, whatever his name is, and coming towards LeBron. Two things. The dude not completely wrong about, you know, always been, you know, saying things about politics and stuff. But when it regards your people, you always got to speak up. You know what I'm saying? Because if it bothers you on the inside and, you know, makes you feel some type of way on the inside of your heart, yeah, you always got to speak up. But LeBron is a leader of the black culture. You know what I'm saying? We see him as a leader of the black culture. You know what I'm saying? So, and he speaks for, when he speaks, he definitely speaks for all of us and how we really truly feel. Right? He has a platform to speak for those that can't say nothing for themselves. Because if you're not, and I'm saying, like, think about it. If you ain't got money, you ain't rich, or you ain't got a position of power in this world, people don't respect your, you know, what you say. You know what I'm saying? People don't care. Because when you poor, you poor, right? And LeBron speaks for those poor black kids, you know, poor black Americans in this country that can't speak for themselves. He speaks up and he speaks for everyone. So yeah. And those athletes that do all the time, most definitely, I appreciate y'all. And it's something that, like I said, a white man like that dude won't understand because, like, you know what I'm saying? He isn't, especially in his country, he probably, like, seen his guy, walk around his guy, and don't have to go against, no, don't even have to have normal problems. He probably living a normal, cool coasting life, you know what I'm saying? And, nothing is against him in his world, you know what I'm saying? So he doesn't understand, like I said, the pain and the struggle and the anger that black people feel in America and across this world as well, right? Because they go, black people of African descent go through all type of different pains and sorrows, things like that. And a lot of us do. Some of us don't, but a lot of us do. And, for him to speak out to my son LeBron shouldn't be saying anything and shit like that. One, like I said, you're out of line, right? It's a grown man. You can't be telling another grown man what to do, right? You can't, and you saying open your mouth and because just how you feel, but like, you can say that, but you out of line talking to another grown man who you ain't even cutting this nigga check. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, LeBron made it to a point where I think I saw an interview of. One thing I love about people now and about these contracts and stuff, and there's a lot of contracts that you sign and shit get fucked over in, but as a where I feel like you gotta understand in business and as a person, even like saying it's hard to negotiate the type of contracts when you poor and you don't, you know, people don't see value in you and things like that. But LeBron and athletes now, their contracts aren't just them signed to these businesses and they don't got to say so and things like that. No, these dudes are partners with these business and these contracts. They're partners, not Nike owns me, you know, like the Lakers own me, this and that. No. They, you know what I'm saying? We're partners. So when the check comes in, half of it's mine. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, for real, like, it's not a, you gonna pay me this and that. No, it's a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, I need my check. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, LeBron, like, especially Nike, like I said, it's when the check come in, it's my money. Then I'm saying, like a white man contract, man. Like, for real. Like how these white people be having their contract. They don't be fucking, they be trying to fuck each other over, but they know they respect each other and stuff. And it comes down to respect, man. It comes down to respect. A white dude had a nerve to say some shit. He don't respect LeBron. He had a nerve to say some shit. He wanna be on top of LeBron. He used to telling black people what to do. You know what I'm saying? He used to telling black man what to do in his country and things like that. So he wants to be on top of LeBron. He wants to be able to say something to LeBron so bad. But LeBron checked him in his interview. If you saw it, LeBron checked him in his interview and told him. Then he have a problem with some about his last name or something. His country, they were doing some religious war or some shit. And it's just stupid. Like I said, dude talking outside his neck. Don't even know what he talking about. You know what I'm saying? He all in LeBron business. I ain't got no reason to be over there. You know what I'm saying? He in black American business and he white man. What the hell wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And from another country at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? You just made a whole enemy out of a whole race of cultural people. Because who are you, bro? Like, we don't... Niggas don't watch soccer. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, we don't watch soccer. American, black Americans, we don't watch soccer. That's the world sport. But that sport is still too slow. It's still... I don't see how it's hyped up like it is, but I'm not gonna speak on the sport. I'm gonna speak on the person. The dude sucks, right? He might be the best, one of the best soccer players in the world, but who cares, bro? We don't care who you are, and you ain't got no reason speaking over here, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, yeah, stay in your lane, bro. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane before you have real problems coming your way. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, right? Like, you speaking out of line, you speaking out of turn. You know, you say, I'm a grown man. You ain't got to, no, you ain't got to come over this way. That's how I feel like LeBron just came at. But LeBron came at his way, right? You know what I'm saying? LeBron handled it the LeBron way. And speaking of LeBron, the new Space Jam 2, Space Jam, A New Legacy first look is finally out. Like a new, I guess the first look of the book, whatever. And not the book, the movie. I said the book. First look. And I think a trailer. I'm gonna have to watch the trailer and let y'all know. I might do a reaction video. And see, you know, do a reaction video to it so y'all can, we all can watch it together. Cause I didn't get to do a reaction video to that Mortal Kombat because I just after blue watched that by mistake. But that was lit. But this Space Jam, I'm gonna check it out. And shout out to LeBron for always being on top of everything and everything in life. If really just been staying there with his people. All the way through thick and thin, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's why he one of the greatest of all time, you know what I'm saying? The greatest athlete next to Muhammad Ali to ever live. And for what they stand for and what they did, you know what I'm saying? And Floyd Mayweather too, man. A lot of people don't look at Floyd that way, but Floyd Mayweather too, he get a lot of pushback because of his criminal charges and things like that. But Floyd Mayweather speaks out a lot too. And he stands for his people too. And he influences millions too as well. So shout out to him as well. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. Like I said, this is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. WHURLPOOL. I'm your host, Jonathan Dunlap. And I appreciate y'all tuning in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Good morning. I'm your host, JD. This is my podcast show, the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. Appreciate you all tuning in. It's JD, Jonathan Dunlap. And you can follow me on all my social medias at Mr. Whirlpool, WHURLPOOL. I appreciate you all tuning in. We're on this beautiful Friday morning. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a short one. But I say I want to come to y'all on it. TGIF. That's what it is. Thank God it's Friday. For the weekend stars and all, and I hope you all having a blessed time. Like I said, you follow me social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, medium.com and twitch.tv at Mr. Whirlpool, WHURLPOOL. And follow me on YouTube as well. Hit the subscribe and notification button. Comment and like. It's Jonathan Dunlap, JonathanDunlap. So we'll get to it straight this morning. There's a couple things. Nothing major going on. Like I said, a bunch of stuff going on in the media right now. I never got to speak about that LeBron situation because I was doing some renovation and stuff, moving around and stuff, getting everything set up perfectly now. But this LeBron with the one white athlete, and that's a soccer player that I don't even know, Zlatan, whatever his name is, and coming towards LeBron. Two things. The dude not completely wrong about, you know, always been, you know, saying things about politics and stuff. But when it regards your people, you always got to speak up. You know what I'm saying? Because if it bothers you on the inside and, you know, makes you feel some type of way on the inside of your heart, yeah, you always got to speak up. But LeBron is a leader of the black culture. You know what I'm saying? We see him as a leader of the black culture. You know what I'm saying? So, and he speaks for, when he speaks, he definitely speaks for all of us and how we really truly feel. Right? He has a platform to speak for those that can't say nothing for themselves. Because if you're not, and I'm saying, like, think about it. If you ain't got money, you ain't rich, or you ain't got a position of power in this world, people don't respect your, you know, what you say. You know what I'm saying? People don't care. Because when you poor, you poor. Right? And LeBron speaks for those poor black kids, no poor black, poor black Americans in this country that can't speak for themselves. He speaks up and he speaks for everyone. So, yeah. And those athletes that do all the time, most definitely, I appreciate y'all. And it's something that, like I said, a white man like that dude won't understand because, like, you know what I'm saying? He isn't, especially in his country, he probably, like, seen this guy, walk around this guy, and don't have to go against, no, don't even have to have normal problems. He probably living a normal, cool coasting life, you know what I'm saying? And, nothing is against him in this world, you know what I'm saying? So he doesn't understand, like I said, the pain and the struggle and the anger that black people feel in America and across this world as well, right? Because they go, black people of African descent go through all type of different pains and sorrows, things like that. And a lot of us do. Some of us don't, but a lot of us do. And for him to speak out to my son LeBron shouldn't be saying anything and shit like that. One, like I said, you're out of line, right? It's a grown man. You can't be telling another grown man what to do, right? You can't, and you saying open your mouth and because it's just how you feel, but like, you can say that, but you out of line talking to another grown man who you ain't even cutting this nigga check. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, LeBron made it to a point where I think I saw an interview of one thing I love about people now and about these contracts and stuff. And there's a lot of contracts that you sign and shit get fucked over in. But as a where I feel like you got to understand in business and as a person, even like saying it's hard to negotiate the type of contracts when you poor and you don't, you know, people don't see value in you and things like that. But LeBron and athletes now, their contracts aren't just them signed to these businesses and they don't gotta say so and things like that. No, these dudes are partners with these business and these contracts. They're partners. Not Nike owns me, you know, like the Lakers own me, this and that. No. They, you know what I'm saying? We're partners. So when the check comes in, half of it's mine. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, for real, like, it's not a you gonna pay me this and that. No, it's a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Right? Like, I need my check. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, LeBron, like, especially Nike, like I said, when a check come in, it's my money. I'm saying, like a white man contract, man. Like, for real. Like, how these white people be having their contract? They don't be fucking, they be trying to fuck each other over, but they know, they respect each other and stuff. It comes down to respect, man. It comes down to respect. A white dude had a nerve to say some shit. He don't respect LeBron. He had a nerve to say some shit. He want to be on top of LeBron. He used to telling black people what to do. You know what I'm saying? He used to tell a black man what to do in his country and things like that. So he wants to be on top of LeBron. He wants to be able to say something to LeBron so bad. But LeBron checked him in his interview. If you saw it, LeBron checked him in his interview and told him, Didn't he have a problem with some about his last name or something? His country, they were doing some religious war or some shit. And it's just stupid. Like I said, dude talking outside his neck, don't even know what he talking about. You know what I'm saying? He all in LeBron business, ain't got no reason to be over there. You know what I'm saying? He in Black American business and he white man. What the hell wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And from another country at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? You just made a whole enemy out of a whole race of cultural people, because who are you, bro? Like, we don't, niggas don't watch soccer. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, we don't watch soccer. Black Americans, we don't watch soccer. That's the world sport, but that sport is still too slow. It's still, I don't see how it's hyped up like it is, but I'm not gonna speak on the sport. I'm gonna speak on the person. The dude sucks, right? He might be one of the best soccer players in the world, but who cares, bro? We don't care who you are, and you ain't got no reason speaking over here, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, yeah, stay in your lane, bro. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane before you have real problems coming your way. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, right? Like, you speaking out of line, you speaking out of turn. You know, you say, I'm a grown man. You ain't got to, no, you ain't got to come over this way. That's how I feel like LeBron just came at it. LeBron came at it his way, right? You know what I'm saying? LeBron handled it the LeBron way. And speaking of LeBron, the new Space Jam 2, Space Jam, A New Legacy first look, is finally out. Like a new, I guess the first look of the book, whatever. And not the book, the movie. I said the book. First look. And I think the trailer, I'm going to have to watch the trailer and let y'all know. I might do a reaction video and see, you know, do a reaction video to it so we all can watch it together. Because I didn't get to do a reaction video to that Mortal Kombat because I just after blue watched that by mistake. But that was lit. But this Space Jam, I'm going to check it out. And shout out to LeBron for always being on top of everything and everything in life. If really just staying there with his people all the way through thick and thin, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's why he one of the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? The greatest athlete next to Muhammad Ali to ever live. And for what they stand for and what they did. You know what I'm saying? And Floyd Mayweather too, man. A lot of people don't look at Floyd that way, but Floyd Mayweather too. He get a lot of pushback because of his criminal charges and things like that. But Floyd Mayweather speaks out a lot too. And he stands for his people too. And he influences millions too as well. So shout out to him as well. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. Like I said, this is the Mr. Whirlpool Podcast Show. WHURLPOOL. I'm your host, Jonathan Dunlap. And I appreciate y'all tuning in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.